When you strip away all the details of the impeachment case, who said what to whom and when, at the center of it all is this question. What is the U.S. relationship with Ukraine? Deputy White House Counsel Michael Papura hit on that this week.
Providing lethal aid to Ukraine. President Trump has proven himself to be a better friend and ally to Ukraine than his predecessor.
So for the U.S., how do we define good friend and ally in respect to Ukraine? To answer that, Orasia Lutsevich with Chatham House joins me from London. Orasia, what do you think? Is Trump a better friend to Ukraine than Obama was, or is it simplistic to frame things that way?
I think it's a bit like framing it in the beauty pageant way. I think what it means to be a friend and ally in international affairs is to act upon common values and common vision for the world we all want to live in. And I would say that Obama was more, in a way, expressive in standing on the same values with Ukraine, talking a lot about importance of the international law and multinational institutions, providing a lot of support for reforms in Ukraine, paying attention to Ukraine's democracy than President Trump.
So let's recall that war started when Obama was president. That was in 2014, the war between Ukraine and Russia in the east of Ukraine. Continuing the scorecard, Deputy White House Counsel Papura mentions that Trump has supplied lethal weapons to Ukraine. We're talking about the javelins, the anti-tank missiles. President Obama did not supply Kyiv with lethal weapons when the war broke out because the reasoning was he didn't want to amplify fighting, although he did provide millions in non-lethal assistance. So both White Houses seem to have logical reasons. What do you think? If you're Ukraine, is one of those policy approaches smarter?
I think this is a certain grudge that Ukraine and some parts of Ukrainian population, expert community have against Obama, because he clearly saw provision of lethal aid as a possible escalation to the conflict. And this is something nobody wanted. But we must also recall that Obama was working in cohort with Angela Merkel, with the German chancellor, with the Normandy format, where she actually was also urging, in a way, against a provision of lethal weapons, trying to mediate in a diplomatic and more political way. Of course, the way that military aid continued to flow with the certain gaps that we know now, and the fact that President Trump did provide, release this military lethal aid to Ukraine is important.
One of the conditions of the lethal aid from Trump is that the Javelin missiles are not on the front lines of Ukraine's war with Russia. These missiles are hundreds of miles in the West. So what is lethal assistance if Ukraine isn't actually using it?
I personally, myself, at times was arguing as well for providing lethal assistance because it raises the cost for Russia in this conflict. I mean, when Russia invaded Ukraine, Ukraine had 5,000 soldiers with no, combat experience, with tanks that had no running capacity, the engines were broken. This was not a country prepared for an aggression. So this lethal assistance helps upping this cost for Russia for any further military invasion. It also helps Ukraine to train better, to be prepared for NATO comparabilities, because Ukraine declares, regardless of what NATO thinks right now, its aspiration to join the collective security organization.
So you're saying even if the Javelin missiles are not on the front lines, just the presence of them in Ukraine somewhere is inhibiting for Putin?
Yes, and it gives more confidence to Ukrainian armed forces. It also, gives more confidence to Ukraine as a nation, knowing that it has such a powerful ally as the United States willing to help Ukraine militarily.
I mean, for sure, Obama and Trump were dealing with very different personalities in Kyiv at different times, even vastly different political cultures. So as we kind of unpack who is better to Ukraine, I think it's important to ask, what does Ukraine need right now?
It's a very important question. I think in a way Ukraine's wish list remains the same. Ukraine has still an unfinished domestic transformation agenda. Ukraine fights corruption, and this is something that came up a lot in the Republican rhetoric, how corrupt is Ukraine. Actually, Ukraine became less and less corrupt since 2014. Ukraine closed a lot of gaps in corruption. And of course, Ukraine needs strong bipartisan support, because as we started speaking, this is the case of a country that is trying to build a system based on democratic values, human rights, liberty and freedom, something that United States is about.
Aresia Lutsevich with Chatham House in London. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.